Jade is 11 years old and she would sometimes hurt herself when cooking for her little sister while her mom was strung out on meth.
I would have some trouble making stuff. Like sometimes she would ask for mac and cheese and I would accidentally burn myself because the water boils over.
Amanda is 19 and has vivid memories of growing up with meth-addicted parents.
He started putting cigarettes out on my mom's arm and I remember him throwing her through this big glass mirror.
Sean also experienced violence as a child and would later repeat the behavior he learned from his parents.
I would say I was 11, maybe 12 the first time I tried meth. I had stole that from my mother.
Sean, Amanda, and Jade grew up in the homes of Wisconsin meth addicts and are profiled in a short documentary called Living in Shadows, produced by Sue Reitz of Rosinski and Reitz Communications in Wausau.
Adults make a choice to use a drug and often, you know, they become addicted to it. But the children in the home have no say in the matter whatsoever. And, you know, we weren't really hearing from them. So I wanted to give a voice to the kids.
Reitz says that getting young people to talk about their experiences on camera was a challenge, but she got through it by staying focused on her goal.
My goal is to make life better for other kids who are still living in these kinds of situations.
Living in Shadows was produced through a grant by the U.S. Department of Justice and can be downloaded for free on the website of the Wisconsin Alliance for Drug Endangered Children. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.